Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In...
I was going to bring the video equipment, but I forgot. Well, I don't have anything to put the thing that camera in.
Okay, we're on. So now you heard a little bit of our secrets. Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
What, was it recording the whole time?
Oh. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 633.
Yeah, I think so. Something around there.
Yeah, 633 I think is what it is, because I think we released 631 and 632 last week.
633 shows of shit. Are you cold?
Well, no. Hell no. I'm always good with this kind of weather. Or this weather. Air conditioning. So, yeah. Hi.
We're on our way to IKEA when I said I would never fucking go to IKEA again.
Yeah. You're a hypocrite.
I am.
In so many ways.
I am so hypocritical.
So, how's your week been?
Pretty good. I've been living my life as a bachelor.
A married bachelor.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get to do anything but just sit at home and... Well, that's it.
And eat junk food.
Junk food. I've been going, I need to sweep the floor before Tony comes home.
Well, don't spoil your secrets. He may listen.
I haven't had to use any dishes.
Oh my God. You are awful. So I just want to say that we did receive a lot of emails. This week. I'm not sure how I can get access my email.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that.
While recording. So I just want to let the people that emailed us this last week, we will get to your emails. We will read them on air. It just won't be for this episode because we're driving and right. We don't have access to them. I mean, we do have access to them. It's just hard.
It's just harder.
But we will. We promise, because we did get tons of email this week. It was like an influx of like...
I don't know of tons. But we did get a lot of responses.
It was tons for me, because I've never seen us get that much email.
That's true.
So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
And we got messages on Facebook.
Yes, we got messages on Facebook. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. We will read them again next week when we're at the studio. So please just, albeit, be patient.
Why? We can't record a show tomorrow or this afternoon. Like, a real show?
I mean, I guess we can. I didn't plan on it, but...
Oh.
anyways, so, moving along.
So... You guys. Last week, last Sunday, I thought I lived in Kansas. Okay. There was a storm so bad.
Oh. That I was like, where are you going with this?
Oh, my God. Like... There was so much damage around my house that I literally thought a tornado had touched down.
Literally.
Why are you grabbing the oh shit handle? I'm not even, like, close to a car.
Why do you think it's about you?
Well, because you're white knuckled. You were white knuckling it.
No, I'm just holding on because I don't want to, like, rest my arm right here without holding on to something. It's weird to just rest my arm like this. I mean, just, you know, pay attention to the fucking road. Maybe I wouldn't have to hold on to this goddamn handle if you paid attention.
So, yeah, we had a really bad storm, and it didn't hit... This is the weird thing about, like, living in a big city. Because you think when you say, oh, there's a storm coming to Chicago, that it's, like, everywhere, you know?
Oh,
like,
right.
All of Chicago.
All of Chicago.
And then... When I got to work, people were like, it didn't storm. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, he sent
me a
message. There
is a tree on top of a church.
Well, he sent me a message. We talked on the phone real briefly. He's like, girl, I gotta go. There's a storm coming. And I'm like...
No, that was after the storm.
Oh, was it after the storm?
That was... That was after the storm, but I was walking. As soon as I got home, that's when I saw all the damage. I was like, oh my God. And that's, oh, that's right, because
you called me, like, you called me to tell me that there's, like, trees down and shit, and I was like, girl, what are you talking about? It is
dry. It's crazy.
It is dry as the Mojave Desert over here. I'm like, it's like, it rained on our side, but it was like, it was like a little sprinkle.
It was, three of the streets on my block were blocked by downed trees. Like, you could not cross the street.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, like, I saw pictures on Facebook, not just the ones that you posted, but, like...
You're like, damn, I didn't know you worked for the Sun-Times.
I know. I mean, this bitch came out with, like, 18 fucking photos. I'm like, are you trying to submit for a Pulitzer Prize? I'm like, goddamn, paparazzi fucking Rogers Park.
Paparazzi.
But then I saw, like, the tree... I mean, and then as I was driving to work the next day... Like, I was like, do-do-do-do-do, and I'm coming up to this, like, bend, and literally the entire fucking tree was, like, I mean, I could see when they planted the motherfucker in 1940, I don't give a fuck. The whole thing was over, and it was sitting, like, it was resting on the house, like, bitch, I'm tired.
Right. I've been standing up for 200 years.
I know. And the bad thing about it is that they had to, I mean, obviously they can't really save it, because the roots, and it's so damaged. But, like, they had to chop it down or whatever. I'm just like, I feel bad because it's like, you know, Mother Nature takes it all back when she's pissed.
Well, the one that is by my house, the tree toppled over on top of the church, but it also pulled up the sidewalk and the street.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, she was real mad over there. She was hating Rogers Park. Well, it was all in Evanston, too, because Smurfetters, she was saying that it was really bad in her area, and there was, like, golf-sized hail, and cars got damaged with that, on top of, I think there were a couple down trees or whatever.
I was at the airport when everything happened. I was dropping off What's-His-Face, Juan Carlos's friend, and we got the warning on the thing, and it said severe thunderstorm and then like tornado warning, and I was like, oh right. Shit, you know. So I'm like right outside, like where the Target is. Like, there's a Target and Starbucks outside of the airport. Mm-hmm. There's like a music hall or a concert venue or something that's close to it.
Yeah, it's the Allstate Arena.
Yeah. So the storm is approaching, and then all of a sudden it's just like these huge raindrops are dropping, like, and then you get faster and faster. I was like, oh, let's pull over. So we go into the Target parking lot, and Roger, that storm came so fast, and this car was rocking back and forth. That's how windy it was.
Oh, that's just scary.
And all the carts in the road ended up being on River Road.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, it blew the carts all the way onto the highway.
Holy shit.
Or that street.
Yeah, Mannheim. Isn't it Mannheim?
Yeah, Mannheim. And then when we got to the airport, they're doing all kinds of construction around there. It was like I was in a video game trying to dodge stuff. Like, everything.
Like construction
everywhere stuff? Yeah. You know those signs that tell you, like these?
Yeah.
But the ones that have the words on them?
Yeah.
Flipped over, smashed. I mean, just shattered.
Oh, shit. See, I didn't... While I was at home, like, doo-doo-doo. What am I going to do today? I was
so
like...
So, I didn't have electricity for 12 hours. Girl.
Dying. And it was, like, hot. It was,
hot,
like, humidity...
Hot.
The humidity was... Oh, can we be their friends?
That's...
Fun.
That's odd to see here.
You don't see that often. Not...
Not in-ground.
No, but you don't... You see these... Like, you see pools around here because they're bigger estates, but or, like, bigger houses, but if you go further north, you'll see the nicer pools.
Yeah, but they're normally not underground. Most of the pools are above ground.
That's pretty rare. And at least in the city. Well, this isn't the city anymore, but... My friend, her house that she had an indoor underground pool. It was, like, super rare.
Well, I could see that because it's probably heated, so it probably won't
come out. Yeah, but can you imagine, like, if it gets flooded or, like, what if you get, like, mice or something? That's gross.
I don't, what do you mean mice?
Yeah, like, what if you get, like, mice in there and then you open up the pool and it's like, ah, there's a mouse!
Like, in the pool?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than an alligator. But, that's what we used to come, I mean, that's what we used to wake up to in Florida. Alligator in the fucking pool.
Are you serious? No, ma'am. Grab your dogs, grab your weed, grab your husband, grab everybody, because ain't nobody got time for that.
An alligator is nothing down there. An alligator is like seeing a feral cat in the city down there.
Aren't people afraid of that shit?
Like, they leave you alone. Unless you, like, fuck with it, nobody, they don't bother you.
Or unless they're hungry.
Well, if they're hungry, they're not going towards a human. Humans are too big. They're not, like, huge crocodiles, like, 20 feet long. They're only, you know, like, 8 feet long. They don't eat
them. Oh, just only 8 feet long. I mean, that's, like, just only 8 feet long. Like, did you hear that, y'all?
Girl, that's nothing.
If I fucking walked out and saw a fucking alligator of any kind, whether it's 2 feet, 1 foot, 18 feet.
The babies are cute when you see baby ones, but they're, if you see a baby one, you need to go, because the
mom's
around.
You need to run real fast.
Yeah. The mom is around somewhere.
And she's about to attack, because you're threatening her.
But anyway, I didn't have electricity for 12 hours. I didn't get it until 3:30 in the morning. And I was dying. My dogs were panting like crazy.
Oh, were they? Yeah. My dogs were panting when it was really hot.
What is this person's deal?
I don't know, but he's kind of irritating me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I got electricity, and I could not sleep that night, and I had to go to work the next day. And I text messaged my coworkers and said, I may be late tomorrow because of the storms. My streets are blocked, and I have no electricity. And they all messaged back and said, what are you talking about, storms?
Clearly, they don't.
Could you read the news? Please.
You mean watch the news?
Watch the news.
Well, I guess you could read it, but.
But yeah, it was bad. They were going to consider it a disaster area. It was bad.
Yeah. At my house, not a damn thing was going on. I mean, we got rain, but it wasn't like that. The worst we got was the wind. Now, towards the evening, at the end of the night, like,
Second storm? We had a second storm.
Yeah, the second storm. Now, that one, we still didn't get, like, the hail and all that shit, but it was, like, the wind was fierce. I felt like my roof was gonna... I felt like I was gonna fly out like Dorothy. I was gonna be like, where's my Toto? Mm-hmm. Hopefully in human form, he's hot.
So, and you saw the pictures of, like, the cars crushed?
Yeah, I always feel like that's
My car got damaged, but not real bad.
I always feel like that's... I know, I saw that golf size. It was a huge fucking dent.
Yeah.
Are you guys going
to
get a fix?
That's from a branch. Yeah, I'm waiting for Tony to get here so that he can take it to the...
Body?
The Toyota place.
Oh, got it. Will they be able to, like, unpop it?
They probably will, and it's probably going to be cheaper than our deductible, so we'll just pay for it.
What's your deductible?
$500.
Girl, with that fucking good-ass insurance that you have your deductibles at $500.
Yeah, the lower the deductible, the higher the insurance is.
Yeah, I think my deductible is like $100 or $200. And my insurance just went down. I'm so happy about that because it went down almost $10. I was like, yes!
$10. You would think we'd have some cheap ass insurance since Tony's old.
No.
Don't get a new vehicle because that's like.
Did it go up that much? Well, how much is your payment?
I don't know what it was. Like, with the white car, the Scion, I think we paid like $300. For the white car only, because I don't know what the payments were combined. But when we added the Scion, it was additional like $300 every 6 months.
Oh my god! So I mean, my fucking payment is $115 every month.
Oh.
And you're bitching and moaning for a fucking $15 increase to your goddamn payment? Ugh.
Well,
the nerve of you.
We should be paying less than $200 every 6 months. That's what I expect.
For every 6 months? Are yes. you fucking kidding me?
Yes, because
Tony what, just because Tony is old?
Yeah. Whatever.
I the nerve of
He's
you.
He's not even that old. We are not coming back home this way. I'm not dealing with that. So, yeah, I don't know what the new insurance is for this car. But
you don't know what your monthly payment is?
We don't pay monthly. We pay every 6 months.
Oh, woohoo.
Because it's cheaper. Mm. If you pay in less installments, it's cheaper.
Mm. It's not, you don't, there's no interest. How is it cheaper?
It's cheaper. Because if we paid for a year, it would be like $180 cheaper.
Is that because they apply a discount? Because you're paying it all at one time in a year?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense then. But it's not like interest. It's not like you're gaining interest or anything, so that would
I need a
sense.
Multiple car discount. I need a senior citizen discount. I need a good driver discount.
They don't give those anymore.
I know. I need a I graduated from college discount, even though it was 5 years ago.
I mean, okay, first of all, I was going to say.
Whatevs. Actually, it was longer. It was 7 years ago.
I was like, what kind of math are you doing? No, it was a long time ago.
I need a... What else do I need? I need a hybrid discount because I have a hybrid. We're saving the... I need a saving the earth discount.
You stupid.
Saving the earth.
Just dumb.
Oh, talking about...
saving the earth?
You know, the earth, like, coming back and, like taking over shit and stuff. Did you see that video I posted with Julia Roberts narrating it? And it was about the earth, about how humans... Like, she was reading it from the earth's standpoint.
Oh, got it.
And it was interesting.
So it was kind of like earth kind of being like...
talking to humans.
Haha, bitches, this is what's happening because you are fucking with me.
Right. And one of...
Like, global warming? Look, it's going to get worse.
Because this is like the most like profound statement in this whole video is... I have fed species larger than you... And I have starved species larger than you. I was like, oh, shit.
Woo! Oh, goddamn.
Duke's a hazard.
You stupid.
I was just like, oh, my God. That's so, like, true. And it was saying, like, you know, I'm able to adapt and adjust to what I need to do to live. Are you able to? And just like, oh, shit.
Mother Nature.
I love Julia Roberts. I love when I hear her read or talk.
I love Julia Roberts' Mother Nature.
When
she's
I
a fierce
think,
bitch.
When I think of the earth talking, I think she sounds like Julia Roberts.
Actually, I saw a preview for a movie that she's in that's coming out that looks really fucking good.
I like Julia Roberts.
She's debuting like a real dramatic like sleeping with the enemy kind of dramatic.
Oh,
it's why are you
scary?
Still behind this motherfucker? That's what I'd like to find out. Because he's just irritating. Yeah, she's supposed to, it's like a thriller.
He's a cowboy.
Ugh, he ain't cowboy this.
Well, we love Julia Roberts' Thriller.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Sleeping with the Enemy. That's a good movie.
I mean, her overemphasized mouth is amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so anything else?
That's all for the week, I think. Nothing. How was your week?
This is like kind of like my slow period, so I'm really busy at work.
Your period's running really slow.
I'm like really busy at work. Facebooking. Twittering and all that jazz. I was watching interviews. I shouldn't say this, but I was watching interviews of Janet Jackson and like, so one thing you need to know is like, I'm still working and stuff, but like, I'll just throw it on. I don't actually physically watch it.
Mm-hmm.
it's more like I just listened to it. And I caught myself a couple times, because I've seen the interviews a couple times. Like, I've literally caught myself, like
saying the words.
Saying her response, and even, like, mimicking her laugh. Like, like, I'm sitting there going, I was like, oh my god, this is insane.
Mimicking her hee-hoo?
Yeah. Did you see someone sent us a video of that? I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I'm going to watch it.
I haven't watched it yet, but... I was at work, because I actually have to fucking work at my job.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do the same thing I've done.
I'm on my phone.
But, so I was like, this is insane. I'm like, I need to stop watching her interviews so much. But anyways, no, I just that, just like, you know, going to work and stuff and preparing myself mentally for shit that's going to happen in, like, the next couple months with work and stuff and... yeah, that's about it. And
oh, what's gonna happen? Oh,
I just start getting busy.
Start getting busy because yeah. You get new employees.
Yes. So yeah, it'll be interesting. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, nothing outside of that. I scheduled I had to reschedule my appointment with my tattoo artist.
Oh, that was supposed to be tomorrow?
No. It was supposed to be the 20th, but. He forgot that he had his wife's birthday is that weekend, and they're celebrating it on that Sunday.
Oh, fuck a wife.
And so, I do not stand behind him. I mean, you want to fuck your wife, go ahead and fuck your wife, but not fuck your wife in that sense. But, yeah, that was it. He just was like, all right, well, I just reschedule it for the following Sunday. And I kind of have an idea as to what I want, like, for my next tattoo. I think I'm going to do an ankle tattoo. I'm not sure yet. I still haven't figured out placement-wise, but...
I want to get the tattoo on my ankle covered with something different.
Which one is the one on your ankle? The hummingbird?
It's my first tattoo that I got. No, it's like a Pisces sign.
Oh, girl, get that shit covered.
And it looks real faded, too. Because I got it... Oh, my God, it's like 20 years old.
Oh, that's... You know, I've had to... Like, there's people that I've noticed on Facebook. Like, there's this one particular person who, you know, like, they were explaining to me that... Because they're going through the process of removing tattoos. And I'm like, why would you want to do that? You know, like, all the...
Painful, right?
I, like, first of all the... Well, yeah, because essentially they're burning the layers of skin off of you. So that they could get deep into that, where the color is. And then... It kind of comes off or whatever. But I was just like, why would you want to do that after you went through the pain of putting them on? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then, you know, she kind of was like, well, the reason I'm doing it is because the parents don't... She's like, I want to wear capris and I want to wear, like, more feminine clothing. She's like, because I really can't because parents don't really like their teachers to be all tatted up. And I'm like, that's such an old school mentality to have. I know maybe it's not you per se, but I'm like, that's so stupid. Parents nowadays, they don't care. And I don't know, how conservative the parents are. No, she does not teach here. She teaches somewhere else, but...
Well, in different parts of the United States, the country. All right, so how does this work?
You're going to go around.
I don't like this.
So go, what are they doing? Just go, because you don't have a stop sign. So now, go and follow over there. This asshole.
Oh my God, Lexus. I hate a roundabout.
Asshole Lexus knew how to fucking drive.
They're so European.
I know, right?
Yeah, but if you live in, like, BFE, like...
Well, no, this person lives in...
Christiansburg, Virginia.
Well,
They're gonna be like, oh, you're the devil!
Well, no, I get that. Like, I mean, I get in certain points in the country, you know, people are a little bit more conservative or whatever. But, like, I think she lives in California. I think. I'm not sure. Either California or Arizona.
Oh, my God. Get up the road.
Which I think is... You can get on over, I think. Which I think is just kind of... I just think the whole thing is just stupid. I mean, what does a tattoo have anything to do with how you're going to teach a child? Like, sometimes I think about stupid shit like that, and I'm like, do you realize that people have been tattooing themselves since fucking...
For 5,000 years.
Egypt times? I mean, like... hello, that's how people express themselves.
You know my Facebook friend, Cutie and Food Twinsies, Keith Ridgway?
Yeah.
He's all tatted up, and he's a teacher. Like, he has sleeves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if I've seen him. I think I've seen maybe one of them. But yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like...
He has, like, two sleeves.
That's like... why does that even matter?
Well, he did teach in New Jersey.
I will say, though, as long as it's not offensive or obscene.
Right.
Like
tits and...
Right, like something like that. Like, if it's something maybe tastefully, like if it's one of those, like, 1950s pinup girl, like, maybe, but that shouldn't be exposed anyway when you're teaching. Like, you should be a little bit more respectful of that. But, like, if it's not something that's, like, obscene or offensive, like... Why does it matter? And that's what I told her. I was like, why does it matter to you what other parents think? If you're doing a really good job teaching your kids, why would it matter? And I was like, and it's on your ankle. Like, it's no big deal. I mean, this person had, like, a Michael Jackson tribute tattoo, and she had, you know, Janet stuff on this. It was, like, a big piece, right? Mm-hmm. The entire thing is being taken off. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. I would never do that. If that was a problem, if that was an issue, that we are not a right fit to work for each other. it's just not going to work out. Like, I can't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pay thousands of dollars, go through even more pain to try to get them off. No.
Well, I told you I would never get tattoos on my arms, like, below the elbow.
Yeah.
Because that's...
well, I understand
because... that's how the world is for right now.
You're Switzerland, but... so I get it.
I am so Switzerland.
I get it.
Where are we eating?
I would need to stop the recording to find out. Because it's on here, in the map.
We should go to the place of which we do not speak.
I mean, I guess. It is 9:50, so it's close to lunch.
I don't know, but how long have we been recording?
26 minutes. I think it's going to be it's fine.
Let's
goodbye.
Go. All right, we're going to be reading emails and stuff for the next show, so don't feel like you got left out or anything. We promise we'll read them.
Yes, we will, for sure. Anyways, as always, this is Ricky.
This is Raya.
Till the next time.
Deuces.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.